Hi, Bruce here from Eat, Sleep, Work, Repeat, a podcast where we ask the question, how can we make work better? This week, we're sponsored by Mini Financial Services.
If you're thinking of buying a new car, you know you're going to have to get the finance sorted. And that's where Mini Financial Services comes in. Mini Finance is designed specifically to let you buy a Mini. It comes with tailored finance packages with options to change your Mini every few years. It's incredibly easy to sort with simple monthly payments to suit your budget. When you're already working hard and chasing your dreams, financing a new or approved used Mini through Mini Financial Services allows you to get some fun back into your life. Search Mini Finance to learn more about your financial options. UK residents aged 18 plus. Guarantees may be required. Finance and other conditions apply if you return the vehicle. Terms and conditions apply.
This autumn, as the nights draw in, beat the cold with Now TV. Curl up with the latest blockbusters, including Bohemian Rhapsody and Hotel Mumbai. Plus, with over 40 new movies added each month, from Aquaman to How to Train Your Dragon 3, Now TV's got you covered, wherever you feel like watching. Get cozy with the latest and best movies for just $11.99 a month. Search Now TV today. 18 plus month passes auto renews unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina, Coochie, Coochie, Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can watch on YouTube. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Ben.
Hi. It's Thanksgiving week, which is very exciting. Everyone's going to be with their friends and family, or maybe just alone. Who knows? But people will be with something somewhere, which I guess is like any other day. So we hope everyone's having a great Thanksgiving week. And next week, after Thanksgiving is done, we are going to St. Louis for a big old show at Del Mar Hall. We have a very low ticket alert for that. So if you want to come, get your tickets now. And then the next night we go to Philadelphia. The first show is sold out. The second show has only a few tickets. Well, I don't know how many tickets left, to be honest. But there are tickets available. And then we're going to go to Denver and Seattle. I'm getting choked up at the thought of all this. Oh my God, Seattle. It's where I came out of the closet. And then in January, we're going, we have a show here in Los Angeles, the Big Golden Crappies, followed by Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Birmingham, New Orleans, Kansas City, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, and Oklahoma City. Go to watchcrappens.com to get tickets to all those shows. You will have an amazing time. And you will also find links there to our social media, to our Patreon, which is where you can get bonus episodes like this week's trailer breakdown of Vanderpump Rules and Crappens on Demand. You will also find links to our online store where you can buy all sorts of amazing merch, including all the fun holiday-inspired designs like ho, 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 okay? Perfect for your holiday parties. I can say that from experience. So go there, get all your stuff, get your tickets, your merch, whatever you need, whatever, or if you just want to look at our faces, we're there. So watchwhatcrappens.com is all you need. And now, let us go back to Thailand for a nice, icky, below deck episode, which had me cheering in my seat because Riley was back. Did I lose you, Ronnie? I think I lost Ronnie.
Sorry. I was coughing and I turned off my microphone.
Oh, that's okay. You can
cough. It's cold week, everybody. I get 2 a year and this is one of those weeks. So yes, a very classy episode of Below Deck. Right?
Yeah, we had an awful primary. With,
woo, pirates! Woo, arg. Pirates, arg.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, I had forgotten. Honestly, when I turned on the episode, I had forgotten about this douchebag primary, and I forgot about this stupid pirate theme and all this stuff, and I was like, oh, God. I forgot how awful this is going to be. And then I had also forgotten that Riley was coming back. So I was simultaneously, like, grossed out, rolling my eyes, while also, like, squeeing, you know, with excitement at Riley. Because Riley is, I mean, she's just, like, a galvanizing force.
Yeah, Riley is a Riley. That's
Riley's
sure.
a Riley. Riley's a Riley.
So he's like, well, I know Riley had issues with Ross and Chandler, but, you know, maybe this is like the Goldilocks of the right, you know, just enough Riley, you know,
yeah.
It's like there's too little Riley, too much Riley. Maybe this is just enough Riley. Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just enough. Got it. Forgot it. So, right. God damn it.
I'm still
God
mad.
Damn it. Locks and the three bears.
I'm still mad that there was no Joey last season on the boat. Ross, Chandler. Joey.
Oh yeah.
Think about
I'm sorry. I won't let Friends back into my life. I know everyone's like, oh my God, Friends. We're millennials and we love Friends now. I'm like,
I never liked it.
I'm a fucking Gen Xer and I liked Friends back in the day and now realize it's mediocre.
I like good comedy. So unfortunately, that precludes me from liking Friends. Sorry. I said it.
Well, I think Kate speaks for us all this episode when she says, a pirate party? How basic of you. A sword? A hat? Doesn't that get old after childhood?
Heh. Big arg heh for that. And meanwhile, Brian, who crashed into, like, banged his knee up last time and now, like, has been, like, swelling and is now, like, the size of, like, a hot air balloon, is doing his standard, my knee. It's even worse. My knee. Brew knee.
Uh-huh.
So it's
tana-tana-ish, and it does sound like I'm calling ace, but unfortunately it never comes. One day I won't have to fight over ace. In the meanwhile, so Ash is like, ahoy matey, now just because of the leg, we're bringing a new deckmate in, all right? It is someone that I've worked with last season, and Riley likes to stay informed, so make her feel part of the team, right? That's all she needs. Got it.
Brian's like, oh, she's part of the team already, bro. My knee! And then they ask, like, well, so hey, Brew, are you interested in Riley? He's like, that's a hard no, as in I'm hard, and I know that I will, yes, be very interested in her. Yes.
So then Kate's like, they want more jello shots up there.
So Captain Lee calls Kate up, and he's like, well, Kate, there's a new crew member coming on board, and her face is like, all right, this is my reserving judgment face until I have more information. It's Riley. Okay, great. I will go into full Kate annoyed face right now.
Except this time, I'm going to do it with a hook in my hand. Right. Be totally different. And it's Riley. She goes, how perfect. It's Pirate Day and Riley's coming on board.
Yeah. Wow. Pirates of the Caribbean. If you get what I'm saying, it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she says
Pirates
that by
the got it being.
Got it.
She's like, Riley and I got off to a rough start in Tahiti, and then we see a clip of, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do, whatever the fuck I want to do, whatever the fuck I want to do, it, however the fuck I want to do it, fuck, however I want to do it, you fucking fuck. And she's like, but by the end of the season, I loved her. It's like, fucking love you.
I love you too.
Damn it, fuck.
Love you too. Have fun going back to Alaska and killing a million moose. Have fun. So, meanwhile, down in the galley, while Kate is up there with the captain, where she has been called, Kevin's like, Where's Kate? I need to plate this Trisket for someone. Ah, well, she can't do her job. This Trisket will just have to make its way up to the guests on its own. They're calling all the deck crew. We need 10 people here to carry this one Triscuit up there. Where's Kate? Where's Kate?
He's such an asshole.
But then we see
she only understands food served through a fast food window.
Oh. What was that about? I mean, meanwhile, when he asks where's Kate, we cut to Kate with Captain Lee, and she's like, need your glasses? And then she, like, puts her pirate hook forward, and the glasses are, like, dangling off them, and he just, like, smiles, like, oh, Kate. It was, like, full-on 1986 opening credits to a sitcom.
Yeah. So he's like, Kevin's like, God, you know, I shouldn't have to be doing this. I should just be worried about the food. It's like, then just fucking worry about the food, you jackass.
Yeah, seriously.
So Kate sees that he's got all the deckhands serving breakfast, and she's like, wow, that's a new one. Control freak.
Yeah. And there's also, by the way, they show a montage of, like, Kevin saying, like, food's ready, and Kate, like, doing other things, but... Unlike Hannah on Below Deck, where whenever they do this montage, they always cut to Hannah, like, smoking a cigarette or, like, playing, like, Atari or, like, I don't know, bungee jumping somewhere. Like, when they show, like, Kate, like, taking photos for the guests or making a tablescape, like, a.k.a. working.
Yeah. I know she's actually doing jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that lazy bitch. She's, like, wiping the salt off the windows.
So
Ashton's like, anchor ready.
Two shots, locking in. Kate Lee, pick up our new deckie.
Yeah.
And here she comes.
But before she arrives, we have some nice inappropriate behavior from the guests, because we have Shaley. Shaley is the one who's like wearing basically three strings with star pasties and flirting with Ashton. And she's like, ooh, I like your sword. And Ashton's like, well, you know, it's funny because I often enjoy the game more than getting something out of it, which works out really well because I have gotten nothing out of it this entire season. So.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's like, yeah, but I like my forbidden and fruit. You better watch out, forbidden and fruit. And I just wrote, she's busted. This girl is straight up busted, okay? She's like from the cartoons. I'm Mayan. Tanner's making fun of her, and he's like, want to touch my dagger, huh?
Yeah. And then Simone, meanwhile, has been getting fully harassed by the primary the entire time. And she's like, there's like a little wine fridge and she's trying to close it. And this guy, Michael, is like, hey, you want me to help you with that? So you're South African and I'm North American. She goes, oh. He goes, opposites attract. You still have MySpace? I'll add you. Yeah. She's like, no. He goes, is that a garter on your leg? You want that off? It's like, loser,
so
man.
Gross.
Disgusting.
And so then we hear a boat chugging along, saying,
got it.
It's Riley. And Kate's like, hi, Riley. Hi, Riley. Guess what? You're my roommate. Hey. So Riley's like, hi. She comes on. She's hugging everybody. And they say, go say hi to Captain. She's like, so one of them grabs her luggage. And she's like, I'm capable to bring that luggage up myself, but I have to talk to Captain. Just so you know.
She's like, since Tahiti, I've been in Alaska. I've killed 10 moose. I killed a bear. I killed a yeti. I actually killed a man, believe it or not. He deserved it, so it was good. And I killed someone while they were actually killing something else, which was also very exciting. So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
She's like, if I don't understand the ins and outs of the yacht, you're gonna get rotten, Riley. And I like that Riley's the only one who makes up a drunk opposite of herself when she's not drunk. It's just like the other ones have a terrible part of their personality that comes out when they're drunk, and hers is just like Riley.
Yeah,
just sober Riley. Just, you know. But I was a different name.
I was very grateful for it later in the episode. So Captain Lee sees her and he's like, hello, Riles. See what I did there? Turned you into a Riles, kiddo. So I just want to go over a couple of things before we get started. But first, I'm going to scratch the back of my head with my walkie-talkie, which can get me real ready. That's the spot. Anyway, good talk. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Let's hope she doesn't let her dump truck mouth overshadow her wheelbarrow ass.
Oh, my God. I actively laughed out loud when he said that. Let's hope she doesn't let her bulldozer mouth overload her construction site ass.
Ashton, Ashton, get to the bridge, please. Come on.
So Riley sees Ashton. She's like, pleasantly surprised, are you? He's okay. Like, oh, okay, boy, I'm not ready for this.
She's talking like Yoda now. I don't know what happened.
Pleasantly surprised you are.
Yeah. I've already explained to Riley how things are going to go, all right? Treat her like one of the guys.
And Ashton's like, I'm having flashbacks. Last year, I could deal with it at arm's length, but now I'm the bosun.
Yeah. So, so Captain Lee is like, welcome aboard, kiddo. So Riley, like, heads downstairs to, like, go to the rooms or whatever, and she walks by Courtney, and she goes, wow. Riley goes, I gotta learn this boat now. Got it. Got it. And Courtney goes, I know, it's confusing. And, like, wrinkles her nose, like, I hate her already. It's almost as confusing as this ironing.
Brian's like, ow, my knee! And Ashton's like, well, stay off it as long as you can. And he just sits there and eats. And Courtney goes, yeah, now they have Riley. And Riley's like, oh, so you're Brian. How's it going? Why am I here? Like, what's wrong with you? What the fuck? And he's like, my knee, air my knee. Did you not hear air my knee? And she's like, well, happy to be here. I mean, it's fucking hot. God, everything about that guy, Brian, screams fuckable to me. I'm excited to see a lot more of him.
And then Tanner's like, hey, Riley, what's going on? She's like, whatever, non-Brian. Get out of my face.
It's like, what do you do? She's like, fish in Alaska.
So then Michael, the primary, is walking around, and he's got, like, a little bird on his shoulder. He's like, yeah, I stole Captain Lee's bird. It's going to be Captain Minnie Lee. Me and Simone are going to go to South Africa, and we're going to go shark diving. Yeah, Simone, you're good at what you do. Yeah, we can break some rules, Simone. She's like, oh, God, please. It's bad enough that I don't know how to make iced coffee, which is admittedly just ice and coffee. It's in the name, but now I have this guy. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I know. Kate's like, wow, that guy is really sexually harassing Simone, and that's on a show centered around sexual harassment. Even I'm noticing it. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
If a cast member of Below Deck has to call out how inappropriate you're being, you know you're fucking bad. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. This franchise is the franchise where Brian asked to stick his thumb up a girl's ass in a hot tub in the first season of Below Deck Med. This is bad if you're getting noticed.
Yeah. So Riley's like, last year I was left out of meetings and decisions. And I just hope that Ashton makes me feel part of the team this time. And he's like, nah, I just want there to be an open line of expression. She's like, have I ever not expressed myself?
Here, let's play some charades. Two words. Here's the first word. Got. Oh, well, I guess I expressed myself a little bit too well. It. That's the second word. Okay, we're done here.
Oh.
I
finally got to this iced coffee thing. I'm cracking up at it. So Simone's like, quick, they asked for iced coffee. So do I put coffee in a blender with some ice? And Courtney goes, no.
No, just over ice. Just
over ice. She goes, are you sure? She's like, yes. Gee.
And then meanwhile, Brian and Courtney are like chatting together. And he's like, so, my knee, what's your Instagram? And she's like, well, I followed you and you didn't follow me back. So, and he's like, well, I was actually looking for you, but I couldn't find you. I guess on account of my knee.
And he finally finds her. He's like, damn, hottie. So then Kate is, Kate sees Simone making drinks, and she's like, Simone, do you remember who these are for? Could you tell me so I could look over their preferences and make sure you're not serving them poison? And she's like, And then some girl is lap dancing the main guy. Ugh, do not encourage him.
I know, it's awful. So now Ashton's giving a boat tour to Riley and everything. He's like, you're the chamois. And she's like, got it. And and then he's giving this tour, and he like opens up. They're like they're on the deck, and he opens up like some sort of like closet thing, and he is showing her chamois. And he's like, "Well, this is how you do this, and this is how you do this." And then all of a sudden, you hear Michael at the primary going, "My feet burn! Pick me up!" And he like jumps into Ashton's arms because his feet are too hot on the deck. It was just like, it almost is like a Jim Carrey character, but unfortunately, this person was a real person.
And Riley takes him. And he's like, oh, my God, did you seriously just carry me like that? She's like, yeah, duh, fisherman, Alaska.
Do you have it? Because I have it. Or more specifically, I got it.
So then Kevin's making a salad, and he's like, oh, the gorgeous colors of the world. Well, normally Kate would be taking an Insta of this, but she's not here. Oh, you know what? Pick up your own fucking cell phone, you prick.
Yeah, Kate. They cut to Kate, and she's like with the guests, like doting on a table. Like, what? Sorry she wasn't there for your IG photo for your 5 followers.
Yeah, so if she comes in, she's like, oh, Kevin looks beautiful. I can't wait to serve it. They're going to love it so much. She's like, thanks, Kate. He's the biggest faker.
Yeah, he really is. So he makes like he like has like a moment where he's like, Thailand has fresh food. So it's like, great. So he makes a salad, and they bring the salad out to the table. He's like doted on it. And then Michael, he has this moment, right, where he's like, he's sitting next to Shaley, and he's like, you want some, do you say coins on your chest or whatever it was? He basically pours his glass of water on Shaley's chest, and of course it gets all over her phone, you know, because her phone's right there. So then she throws water at him, and then everyone goes, Blumpkin! I'm like, I don't know what's happening here, but this guy is so obnoxious that he would just like pour water on someone's chest, like at lunch.
Yeah. And then Captain's like, what's for dinner? Steaks. I think I'm going to make it country and western. You get the black bandana. I'm like, all right, kiddo. And then the main is posing in the door like, hello, Simone. Oh, he's like Pepe Le Pew.
He's so awful. He's like, Simone, we're going shark diving. I'm going to take you with me. I'll be the shark. You can be the diver. She's like, no thanks.
OMG.
Yeah, OMG. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
It's like, come here, follow me down, Simone. Look, I'm getting weird vibes from the primary, and this show celebrates sexual harassment, so I think we're past the point of appropriateness, so how about you go down and do some laundry? Simone's like, OMG, I'm so grateful.
And by the way, when Kate says, I'm getting some weird vibes from the primary, it like cuts to Michael putting his hand down his shorts and like sort of make it look like he has a giant boner. I was like, this guy is like the worst. How has he not been sued for sexual harassment 5 million times?
Yeah. Someone needs to take that helicopter company immediately.
Well, this was Kate's big moment of redemption, right? Because she's like, as Simone's boss, it's my job to remove her from a situation like this. So you guys can all be quiet about that thing that happened 2 seasons ago when a lady touched the Sue's side. Okay? Everyone be quiet now. I did it. I did it right this time.
Yeah, this is always how I've handled these situations. Getting ready for dinner, Ashton and Brian talk about how they're commando, and people are going on a sunset cruise, and Kevin and Kate are in the kitchen. And she's like, Kevin, you want to talk over the menu? He's like, oh, look at that. All right, it's going to be a steak on a plate with mashed potatoes. And she's like, wow.
Wow. He's like, oh, I was once had a layover in Denver, so I know how to cook American food.
Yeah, meat, which is actually very correct. But you made tongue, so
yeah.
Don't say that, sir.
Yeah. So Shaley, so the guests all, meanwhile, have like gone on this like little sunset cruise on the tender. So Shaley is like next to Ashton, and she's like, "It's pirate day. You could tie me up." He's like, "Stop being naughty. Stop being naughty. I can't do this." Oh, and there's my boner. It's steering the ship now. Okay, you're all being driven by my boner.
And Kate is talking to Riley, and because they have to be roommates, and Kate's like, look, Riley, I haven't folded a towel for you. And she's like, I'm just saying, if I see a towel, I'm gonna fold it. She's like, I'm as sloppy as a man. Oh, I'm a man. Alaska fishing crap, got it. So then Kate's talking to Kate's making a country tablescape. Yes. And Courtney's like, this is very county fair.
And it's the worst kind of county. And when I say fair, it's like fair as in a Yelp review. This restaurant was fair. They also show a flashback, by the way, speaking of Courtney, because I love everything that Courtney does. Ashton, when that girl was hitting on Ashton, Ashton saying how this really sucks because he's had like no luck with the woman. And now that this is the first woman that he like is having luck with, but he can't like act on it. So they show a flashback of him striking out with the women, and they show him hitting on Courtney, and he goes, you know, I'd be interested in getting to know you on a more personal level. And they just show her face, like, just blank, like, I'm just going to stare at you until you realize this is a hard pass. Yes. Ew. Ew.
I'm going to look at you the same way I look whenever I pass the county fair.
Ew. Ew. Who cares about counties, honestly? Ew. They're like the least interesting district in America. Counties. Ew.
What's up?
Wow, you won something for making a pie. Wow, congratulations. Ew.
Wow, oh, congrats. Your pig is bigger than the other pigs.
Oh, wow, you deep fried something. That's very sophisticated. How about you try to deep fry a seafood tower? Just kidding, it's a raw bar. Ew.
Wow, you found a way to make butter more fattening. Congratulations, county. Wow.
At one point, someone's got to point out to someone that funnel cakes are neither funnels nor cakes. So, ew.
So Riley's down in the mess with the boys, and Tanner's like, "Hey, you feeling, Simone?" And she's like, "I'm okay, I'm in G." So she leaves, and he's like, "Yeah, I think she's got a little crush on me." And Riley goes, "She's a little older than you, right?" Rawr. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna go cougar hunting." She goes, "You're gonna kill her with a poison dart?" He's like, "God damn, you know, I didn't mean to be so fucking literal, Jesus."
She's like, no, because I have some hints on how you can do that. Have you ever seen a grizzly bear having sex with a moose? Okay, it doesn't really happen in real life, but if you kill them both, you can pose them like that. It is so fun.
People are mad at me on Twitter right now for posting a picture of me literally killing a cougar with my teeth. So excuse me if I take it a little personally.
By the way, the reason why I keep making these hunting jokes, I realize I never even set it up, is that if you go onto Riley's Instagram, it's like she's like a big time hunter up in Alaska. And so it's like always like, hey, here's a carcass. Look, a disemboweled moose. Oh, it's an antler. And like, here's 5 million more antlers. And I killed them all with my bare hands. It's just kind of
like, before you at me, fuck you all.
It's like very intense. So yeah. I'm like, I actually didn't have a problem with your hunting, believe it or not. But now you make me feel like I should have a problem.
Yeah, she's pushing it. So then the main is coming on to Simone again, and he's like, where's your garter? Did you leave it in my room? Yeah. And the captain is just disgusted, right? So he's like, they're my cowboy boots, because they're serving drinks out of boots. And then guy's like, we've been drinking out of them, captain. He's like, you are the epitome of lit.
You know that Captain Sandy was like, marigolds in a boot as part of decor. That's yachting. That is yachting.
But if Hannah had done it, she would have been like, wow, that's great. You're serving foot fungus to the guests.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, Hannah, you can't just put a boot on a table, Hannah. I mean, first of all, they're eating in 12 hours, so I don't even know why you haven't got done your tablescape yet.
So in the kitchen, Kevin is talking about how difficult it is to salt each individual Brussels sprout, which is why most people put them in a bowl, a little olive oil, and then salt the bowl.
Is that what he said?
Toss them around. Yes, he was pouring sea salt onto each individual Brussels sprout.
What? I think I was like looking away, and I thought I heard him say how it's hard to plate individual Brussels. I thought he meant like taking leaves or whatever. He didn't know how to salt Brussels sprouts.
No, it's not that he didn't know how. He was just doing each one individually and acting like, you know, when people use food tweezers but they don't really need to. They're like, oh, look at this. I'm placing a little sea salt right on top of the Brussels. Each one individually perfectly.
Well, and then he does something that's kind of really obnoxious. So it's going to be steaks and then there'll be sides. So Kevin pretty much asks the entire crew to come because I guess everything has to be served all at once. And so he has all the guys, or actually I shouldn't say all the guys because Riley does it too. He has all the deckhands serve the steak and the stews serve the sides. And there was something like very grossly sexist about that all. Even though Riley is a female and was part of the deck crew, it was very much like men serve the steak and the women do the delicate stuff on the side. It like definitely rubbed me the wrong way, on top of it being totally excessive.
And Kate's like, wow, now I'm a literal side piece. Thanks a lot. Feel great. Feels great.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't live like this. So Kevin's like, well, first we have grass-fed steak served by men, and then the people made out of ribs that were ripped out of a man and turned into things with boobies and things for men to stick their penises into, are serving Brussels sprouts and then carrots, which all have been individually salted.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then a lady is like, wow, that's a large piece of meat. And of course, Michael goes, I heard that earlier. And Captain Lee is like, ew.
His horrified face. He's like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And so Kate checks in a little bit later, goes, how's everyone doing? And Michael's like, well, we like seeing your beautiful eyes, so we're doing pretty well. Hey, I'm just saying what Captain Lee's thinking, right? You know what Captain Lee was like. Well, if my boot weren't currently occupying by some marigolds, it would be on my foot and up his ass.
Yeah, he's like, with that, I'll bet it do.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
You know, we didn't talk about it earlier. There was a quick shot of Michael had put like the parrot on Captain Lee's shoulder and was like, do 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 do. And you know Captain Lee was like about to punch him in the face.
Yeah, Captain Lee's fucking over this guy.
Yeah.
So then Kate and Kevin are downstairs in the mess after dinner, and he's like, hey, how are you? She's like, not great. Rough day. Well, I'll admit that during dinner I was pissed at you. You took my job without consulting me and then made me and the girls literally the side bitches. You made me feel like shit. And he's just like,
Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
And then his excuse, he's like, well, I've never served a steak dinner with her. And if you know, she can't take charge of that, then that makes me take charge. And if you don't like me doing your job, then fuck off. It's like, You really suck. Really suck as a person. I'm out of ways to say it at this point. Really suck as a person.
Put the steaks on a plate and then say, steaks are ready. And guess what? They'll bring the steaks.
I know, you're serving fucking steak, sir. It's steak. Let's stop acting.
You're serving steak to literal, like, scum of the earth right now. Like, these are people who are made of algae, okay? And so just relax.
Yeah. And Kate comes out that we like. She's like, I've been doing my best to make his job as easy as possible. But if he continues to disrespect my position, his job can be more difficult.
You know, I really like that she said that, but also a few episodes she was like, well, now I'm getting mad. I'm done being nice. I'm like, you said you were getting mad a few episodes ago, and I need you to be like, I need you to really like bitch mad. You're being way, like, even Kate saying, like, I have to admit I was really mad during dinner. That was way nicer than Kate has said to previous chefs in the past. Normally she's like, so, do you enjoy just, like, being a total asshole? Do you enjoy, like, making my work harder? Because that's what you're doing. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Well, I think she's being tricked by him because he's acting so nice to her face. He's dissing her in the diary room, you know?
Yeah. Well, either way, Michael starts roving around and he finds Simone. He's like, Simone, when are we going shark diving? And she, like, literally looks at the camera to be like, is someone going to save me? Can someone save me right now? I don't care that I'm breaking the fourth wall right now. So she looks at the camera and is like, and she goes, well, I don't really like shark diving. OMG. And he's like, ever? She's like, yeah. Can I leave? Please. I don't agree with the concept of shark diving. How about that? Will that work?
Yeah, and she's telling Simone, she's like, God, it's unnerving. Like, in a normal situation, I'd say something. And Courtney's like, yeah, I knew he'd be like that from his photo. Ugh.
You can just tell. She's like, oh, but I thought he'd be a nice geek. And Courtney goes, no, look at him. He probably likes a county fair. Yeah.
And Simone's like, oh, God. But then I was just chit-chatting with Tanner last night, and it was the weirdest thing. Oh, my God, just thinking of him, I feel so much better now. OMG.
You know, Courtney was like, should I give her the old smile with my mouth wide open that makes it look like I'm so happy for her, but I'm actually passing severe judgment on her?
I'm just bored. I'm just bored now.
Ew. Kate basically doesn't want the women to be up late with the primary, so she sends them to bed, and then
Courtney's like, yeah, I bet he's like that with every girl in restaurants all over Florida. Which is such a perfect way to put it.
Yeah, that's not a good reputation to have, to be just like that with every waitress in Florida.
Yeah. Every step of that sentence is horrifying.
It's true.
So then final day of charter.
Yes. It's the final day of the charter. Everyone's ready to go. Kate had some Sabra hummus, so she's perfectly fueled up. It's 6 a.m. It's, by the way, it's 96 degrees at 6 a.m. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know even how to process those numbers next to each other.
Tanner is talking to Riley. They're doing the slide. He's like, you want to help me deflate the slide, huh? Two pumps? You got two pumps in yet? She's like, it's a little too early for sexual innuendo.
And he's like, yeah, well, I'm a big morning sex guy. I'm like, that's usually not the answer. That's not what you reply to when someone says, please, basically says, can we not have a sexual innuendo at this moment? You don't then like double down and like give us a terrible image.
So Kate's doing flowers and she's like, when you're staring at the dying, wilting flowers and you're like, I get it.
And Captain Lee is in the wheelhouse and he sees Michael roving around outside. He's like, oh God, please don't let him come in here. Oh, I don't have my boot yet. Oh, I still got the marigolds in it. Please don't. Oh God,
he's here.
He's here.
And the guy's like, yeah, hey. Oh, wow, what's that, a bird? Yeah, my mom has a macaw. She loves that thing more than me, huh? Yeah, wow, God. So you're a captain, huh? I'm the captain, too. Oh, my dick. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I like to steer chicks into my dick.
Captain Lee is just waiting desperately for the cereal to arrive and interrupt this moment.
Crew, Kate, the primary's awake. Hide your wives.
Yeah. So Brian's knee is worse than ever, and it's very stressful. I mean, I find that infection drama is very stressful because it could lead to like amputation and death, and like it's not really a guarantee that the drugs are going to work. So watching his knees swell up was very stressful. And you know, say what you will about Caroline, I'm pretty sure I went on the record saying that I was stressed out about her infected foot also. But
yeah,
anyway,
and it did lean to severe brain issues. Did that.
She did get amputated from the entire show. So but Brian's knee is like real fucked up and he can't walk on it, and he's like in full brew pain at the moment. So that's happening.
Yeah, the doctor's like, does your brew hurt? He's like, yes, that's what I've been saying.
So
he's like, I prescribed you three brews and a brew. He's like, thank you, brew. Thank you, Dr. Brew.
Thank you, brew. So in the galley, Michael comes in and he tells Kevin that he wants chicken stir fry for breakfast, which is actually, I imagine, a pretty simple thing for a chef to do. But obviously, Kevin has an exact plan of what sort of breakfast he wants. And he's like, oh, this guy can just fuck off. Fuck this guy with chicken stir fry. Fuck him. Fuck him on the parrot that he flew in on. Fuck. The one time that Michael did something that I enjoyed was him making Kevin so annoyed with the chicken stir fry requests.
Yeah. And so the captain's like, wait, has the doctor already left?
The doctor hasn't even arrived, to be honest.
Oh, okay. So the Ashton is like,
it was a fever dream.
It's worse, Captain. It's worse. And he's like, Jesus Christ, if I got to replace him, it's nothing personal. How can he get by with a one-legged deckhand? This isn't Captain Hook, all right?
Yeah, I was like, you might get into trouble with certain groups, but I understood what he was saying. So then, yeah, Kevin is still, he serves the stir fry, and he's like, I hope he burns his face off. I'm like, it's a stir fry, dude, relax. Like, considering that Simone is getting aggressively sexually harassed, you can deal with a request for a stir fry, because you are a chef, and I know that you don't like that word, but you are the chef.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't like being called chef condescendingly. I could be misreading that one. But Ashton's like, well, you know, Abby got along well with the team, but she didn't really like to work much. So I'd rather have Riley, who adds to the team. I was like, wow, that's a sweet 5 seconds to start off on. Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts, sucker.
Yes. So they come into port. They dock at 12 o'clock on the button. Boom. Yeah. Booyah. I'm going to do a little hand punch that air, kick the air a little bit with a big old big Captain Booyah. Yeah, it's a good moment for me. Yeah.
So they're saying bye to everybody, and of course the main is so gross. He's like, Simone, weren't you glad to meet me? God, I'd wife you up any day.
Oh, she's she needs a Silkwood shower.
Yeah.
So now
time to clean.
And now the doctor comes back like for the 15th time in 2 days. So he is here and he has to give he basically is like, yeah, that's infected. And Captain Lee goes, you know, the thought that it might be an infection never entered my mind. I'm like, Captain Lee, his knee swole up and was sensitive to the touch and basically is green and has like the Mucinex monsters crawling out of it. like that is an infection.
Hey, Doc, is there anything you can do for his face? Ha, 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 ha. So now it's time for tip meeting. And the captain's like, funny. This charter, wow. Cat, I think I'd rather somebody pull me through the knot hole on a fence by my dick than have these guys back.
He was really on fire, Captain Lee. He had all of them, just knocking them out of the park.
You know how this guy said when we saw the tip, would you be speechless? Well, I was, and it wasn't in a good way. $15,000. And Kate goes, fuck you, Michael. Fuck you.
So now it's time to clean again, and Courtney is back with ironing, and she's like, I'm getting a cramp from the stupid steam button. Where did we find this iron? This county fair?
Oh, God. So Kevin's like trying to be all jovial, making martinis, everybody, with a terrible song. And Kevin's like wanting to murder the primary, you know, for tipping them shittily. And he's like, I guess the helicopter charter business isn't going well. Individually salted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I should have tossed them in a bowl, like Ronnie said.
So Kevin, Ashton, and Tanner are talking, and Kevin's like, all these guys can talk about it. Like, who on the boat would you want to fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's all they can possibly think of to talk about. So Kevin's like, you can hook up with Courtney or Simone. Which one are you going to do? And Tanner's like, whichever one it is, I'm going to bust real quick.
Charming. Lines like that are how you're going to get them into bed, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready to go out. And by the way, I mean, it seems like Courtney is really thawing with Brian. She gives him like a kiss on the lips. She's like, I'm going out. There. That's what you get. Yeah. Bang.
I know. They're like little boyfriend and girlfriend now.
So they're like in the van. And Riley, of course, Riley has like an enormous lady boner for Brian. And who could blame her, honestly, because he's hot. And so she's like, so Courtney, like, what's the deal with you and Brian? Are you like into him or you're not into him? Can I fuck him? Because I'm going to fuck him. You won't mind that I fuck him, right? Because I'm going to fuck him, right? And she's like, I mean, I don't know him well. I mean, he's just so cute. So I don't really know him well, which is her way of saying he's mine. Lay off.
Yeah. And Riley's like, well, I haven't talked to all of them. I haven't had time to compare their dicks. And Ashton goes, oh, don't worry. Yours is bigger. So then they're all sitting down, and Kate's like, hey, Kevin, will you order some appetizers, some chicken satay? And Riley's like, ew. And Riley goes, could you order something keto or paleo for me? And he's like, maybe look at the menu and tell me what you want. She's like, he's like, maybe you should ask for the paleo menu. She goes, I'm not keto. I just want to eat keto.
Yeah. She also, in the midst of this, she burps, and Courtney's face is like, ew, where are we? Are we like Orange County Fair? Like, ew, burp at the table. Ew.
Tana's so, like, yeah, and she's gluten-free, too. And Kevin's like, like, paleo, keto, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, I don't understand why there's a problem, okay? Like, I'd rather drink my calories and eat healthy. And he's like, it's all right, you just annoy me like the others.
And so it was such a ridiculous, well, it was a ridiculous fight, but I was actually so on Riley's side because Kevin is such a condescending prick, and like, all she did was say, can you order something that's like paleo or like keto? Like, that's all she asked. And he was being such a dick about it. And the fact that she did not roll over and was like, no, just I want something healthy so I could get my calories from booze. Like, is that really so hard? And Kate is just sitting there like, oh my God, this is hilarious. I am such a genius. I mean, I really did not think I was starting a fight by having Kevin order, but I did. And it's amazing. Wow.
So Kevin's like, order paleo. Who says that? I'm not the guy back in the kitchen going, oh, we can do that. I'm not your personal fucking chef.
Yeah. And Riley's like, how do you say fuck off in Thailand? I don't know. Maybe I'll just say, get it. Got it. Got it. Got it. I was like,
not your chef. If you're on a diet, she goes, I'm not on a diet. I eat whatever the fuck I want. And he's like, well, when you're on a diet, you look at the menu and pick. She's like, I'm not on a diet. Just fucking explain that. It's like, this fight's way, way, way too much. And
I was like,
so Riley.
I know. And I was like waiting for the Real Housewives of Dallas Thailand rules to come up. Like, rule number 6, don't say got it on a beach in Phuket. So, she's like, listen, like, she says, listen, chef, or something like that, or whatever. She says the word chef, and he's like, dude, I'm not your chef, all right? I'm the charter guest chef, all right? And Kate's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Actually, what am I saying? I'm so happy. I love this all.
yeah, by embarrassed, I mean completely entertained. I never want this to end.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, just order. They said just order what you want. She's like, I said, can you add paleo as an option? And if you don't want to take on a responsibility, then you shouldn't take on a responsibility.
I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm still so, so embarrassed. I'm getting more and more embarrassed, but also having the best time ever. Courtney, are you watching? Are you watching? Ew, yes. It's so good. Ew.
So Kevin finally just walks away.
Mm-hmm. With Tanner.
And with Tanner to smoke a cigarette. And he's like, eat a dick. Yeah. So then back to the table, Simone's like, oh, I love you. You made me laugh. That's good banter. That's good banter good bents. You had.
Good bents, as they say on Love Island. Good bents. So Kevin is like, so Kevin has this like very condescending thing that again sort of has like undertones of sexism. And he's like, and I'll tell you why, because he's like, if you're on a specific diet, look at the menu and say, hey, Kev, can I just get that dish just for me? Like, why is it that Riley has to make some sort of like demure, quiet, simple request to Kevin? Why can't she just say, hey, can you, while you're ordering, can you throw in something? Can you throw in one of these dishes? You know, even though it was not like overtly sexist, for some reason, it really, I felt like he would not say the same thing if it were a man.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I think that just saying, can you order paleo is like a jackass thing to say, but I love watching her fight with Kevin.
Well, it's an annoying thing to say, but it's not like,
can you order something paleo for me? Like, shut up and tell me what to order. Kevin, I think it's obnoxious too, but I do love watching her come for Kevin.
Well, I think that Kevin could have just been like, I mean, I don't really know what that is. So just find something on the menu and tell me what it is and we'll add it onto it. Like, that's how a normal person would respond. But he, of course, is like, you know, because he's like, well, I'm the chef, so I probably have the best taste. So, you know, it was so ridiculous. But like you said, I just, regardless of like how legitimate the request was, it was just totally worth it to see Riley just go after Kevin relentlessly.
So that's when they come back to the table, and yeah. She's like, someone goes, thanks for ordering the food. And Riley goes, yeah, thanks for the food, chef. And he goes, don't call me chef, I get annoyed. And Tanner goes, should we do some shots? And he goes, yeah, maybe we could do some potato shots, some paleo shots. Is that what you eat? She's like, potato isn't paleo, chef.
Yeah, I thought you knew that, chef.
Know that, chef.
And he's like, look, seriously, order your own fucking food. She goes, why are you so fucking offended? Tell me, chef.
He's like, it was sarcasm. She goes, didn't catch that. And he goes, then wear your baseball glove. It's like, oh, God, it's getting worse.
I also like that when he said, don't call me chef, she goes, oh, for fuck's sake. Thank you. Whatever the fuck you want to be called. And Simone is just like, Riley's doing the damn thing. So, yeah. And so then Kevin goes, you're not the special superstar that you think you are, which was like a, like, what was that all about? That, to me, that was like some sort of channeling of his childhood and like issues with his father just suddenly came out against Riley at that moment.
Yeah. He's like, you will not take the car out before you're 16 years old. You no talent, little shit.
And then Courtney and Kate have like migrated to another table where they're like smoking or something. And they're basically like sportscaster to this. Courtney's like, they're having a fight about, and Kate goes, nothing. He's obnoxious. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now there's, okay, Riley's moving. Her teeth are out. Ew. A lot of teeth. And Kevin is, okay. Kevin's crying, saying something about his father and his mother and being abandoned. Okay. It is really fun, Kate. I really like this. Thanks for bringing me over this table. Yeah. No problem.
I'm not going to let her come in here and rock the boat with this fucking happy family we have. Like, Ashton's so mad now. And Riley's like, what's up, Ashton? What's up with you? He's like, listen, we've been at many times and we've never had a problem with a crew member acting like this. And she goes, crew member or crew members? And he's like, I said members. I said that. She's like, member or members? That's all I said. What do you mean? Is it me, the crew member, or is it crew members? He's like, I said members. God damn it. It's you. It's you, damn it.
Hey, Ashton, I think you have something behind your ear. Here, let me see what it is. Oh, I know what it is. It's a got it.
It's a got it nickel. It's a nickel with President Got It on the front. Okay.
So, yeah, Ashton's like, you're the only person who has come in here and caused drama. And she's like, is it me ordering food that was the drama? And she's like, why is it my fault? Which is a good point. Like, why is Kevin not blamed for the drama? Because Kevin is equally part of this. And he's like, yes, it is. Yes, it is, Riley. It is you. It is you. And you raise your voice. And then you see Kate and Courtney, like, wherever in their little corner, and Kate goes, and Courtney goes, that's getting carried away.
Yeah, it's like, that's too much officially. And Ashton just screams, shut the fuck up! He's like, the person who, yeah, he's the person who acts too much, and the person who reacts too much is the one wrong, and unfortunately, in this situation, it's you. And then he just walks away, as he's like storming off. And Riley's like, where the fuck are you going? Let's finish it.
And he's like, and she goes, the problem is that you don't want to talk about the problem. And Tanner goes, he's not the problem. She goes, shut the fuck up. Who the fuck are you? Which is so hilarious. Like, she is just like so amazingly possessed. But like, I love her temper. I mean, because it's not directed towards me, but I love her just being like, fuck you off, Tanner. Who are you?
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck are you? You're not even on this show. He's like, yeah, I am.
This is Tanner and he belongs. He's on my crew. He goes, well, where do I belong, Ashton? Where do I belong? He's like, you belong in a fishing boat in Alaska. Got it.
Buy me a ticket and I'll be back.
I'll just fly on Got It Airlines, seating first Got It class.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope everyone's having a wonderful time this week, and hope everyone's having a great time for Thanksgiving. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get our get tickets to our shows and merchandise. Follow us on social media, etc. I hope no one gets too stuck in holiday travel plans, and if you do, you can just listen to more Crappens, right? So everyone have a wonderful time, and we will talk to you on the next episode, whichever that may be.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
This autumn, as the nights draw in, beat the cold with Now TV. Curl up with the latest blockbusters, including Bohemian Rhapsody and Hotel Mumbai. Plus, with over 40 new movies added each month, from Aquaman to How to Train Your Dragon 3, Now TV's got you covered, wherever you feel like watching. Get cozy with the latest and best movies for just $11.99 a month. Search Now TV today. 18 plus month passes auto renews unless cancelled. Terms apply.